about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, September 8th. It was cool. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is retired Lieutenant David Haynes, retired from the Chicago Police Department. More than 2 million people, no, make that 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work.
Well, 3 million is more than 2 million. So.
Are you still armed, by the way?
Well, you have to get a, I can be. I have to qualify.
But you're not at the moment.
No.
Okay, I don't want to start.
I don't like driving
here.
Downtown, but I don't like saying that when I drive downtown. You know,
oh, man, if you're fearful, what does that say about what's going on around here? Let's talk about. We'll get to the humongous assortment of goodies you brought in a bit, but first, let's talk about this healthy place you uncovered.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had I got an email this from a listener, so I have to make sure I mention her. Maureen Solari sent me an email, and she's in addition to being one of your biggest fans, she's the aunt of one of my former officers, Dan Reno, who's one of the funniest guys I ever worked with. And she recommended a place called Auntie Amy's Kitchen at 112 Burr Ridge Parkway in Burr Ridge, Illinois. And it's when she sent the email, she said that I had mentioned about gluten-free stuff every once in a while when I go to places because my wife is gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that this restaurant is really good, and it's all gluten-free. And so I went down there. And first of all, I got to say, 112 Burr Ridge Parkway is in the... I forgot the name of the place now. It's in a little square, Burr Ridge County Line Square. And there's like five really good restaurants, right, like all in a line. And Auntie Amy's is a takeout place. You don't sit down, and they do fully cooked meals. So,
and is everything healthy?
Everything's healthy, and everything's gluten-free. Some of it's dairy-free. Some of it's vegan. You have to check on different things. But you can get tonight's meal if you go there, and you can bring it home and reheat it. It's all fresh-made. They have a VIP thing where you can order a certain number of meals, and it'll be a club or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down there, and I just grabbed a few things to try.
Big question with healthy food, how does it taste?
I'll tell you, I was shocked. I really have to say, we go to gluten-free places sometimes, and I can always tell the difference, right? This is the first time where I got food that I really enjoyed, and it didn't matter to me that it was gluten-free. It wasn't the one thing I really liked was the tostada bake. No, it's enchilada bake. It was chicken enchiladas. They came in. I bought two of them because I thought we were going to have extra people. So it basically serves two or three people each, the large serving. In this case, the whole thing served two people because I ate a lot of it.
But that happens a lot.
Yeah. So they were really good. I mean, perfectly cooked. They had just been made, so I brought them home. All I had to do was reheat them, and you could not tell that this was gluten free. I also bought stuffed peppers for my wife's lunch because I'm now that I'm retired, I'm responsible apparently for all the meals and dishwashing in the house.
You thought you worked hard before when you were on the police force?
Yeah, somehow we sort of fell into this, but anyway.
And what else did you try?
All right, so they have this the stuffed peppers was really good, and the soup. They always have two soups. And they have quarts of fresh and frozen soup to take home. I tried the chicken tortilla soup.
That's one of my favorite soups, usually.
It really is good. I know I've had it before, but if I did, I didn't remember it. So this stuff, it was really, really good soup. And it was very easy to make. It just heated up. You can also buy stuff frozen that you let thaw out for a day before you have it. But this was fresh. So
try some sandwiches.
No, but I did try the salad. They have a cherry walnut chicken salad. Oh, I see why you thought that was a sandwich. It wasn't on bread or anything. It was a salad. And it's
that's
dried.
A good combination, the walnuts and chicken salad. I like that.
Yeah, and dried Michigan cherries, which really added a little tart,
that's
fruity
perfect.
Flavor. Yeah.
Yeah, you get the salt and the sweet in that.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not a big chicken salad fan, but it was really good.
That sounds great. Auntie Amy's Kitchen, 112 Burridge Parkway in Burridge for takeout healthy meals.
Yeah, they also make all their own mayonnaise and croutons and side stuff so that they know it's all gluten-free. There's no, you know, you can, if you have dietary restrictions, it's very good. You know, there's no cross-contamination or anything.
Well, they're serious if they make their own mayo and croutons.
Yeah.
Huh? All right, well, we'll get to what you brought in that's not very healthy, but it looks great after a break here. WGN. Well, Lieutenant Haynes, it looks like you conducted a major investigation of treats. Thanks for bringing all this in. Was this to balance your visit to a healthy food restaurant?
Well, actually, what it started off being was a healthy dessert restaurant. But so I went to Hillary's Cookies at 4917 North Lincoln. I originally started off doing healthy all day today, and the reason is because I knew they did some vegan cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that was that's a small part of their business.
Oh, I see.
A lot of their other stuff is not quite vegan, but it's very, very good.
So you were swayed.
I was swayed
to
yeah.
go to the unhealthy section.
Yeah. So I was talking to Hillary yesterday. So Hillary's Cookies has been around for a few years. They're in this time of the year. They do farmers markets, so mm-hmm. They do have some takeout stuff, and they're starting a website so they can ship stuff, which should be up in the next few days. But
Are they in stores? Are they sold in other stores?
Yeah, and actually, that's where I first saw them. The vegan cookies are in Whole Foods.
Oh.
So you can go to Whole Foods and get vegan cookies. But if you go to the farmers markets, and there's, this is the end of the season for farmers markets.
Sadly.
Mm-hmm. But they're still going strong for the next couple weeks. And there's one tomorrow at the Horner Park Farmers Market. And Sunday, I'm going to the North Park Community Market on Sunday. So,
and Hillary's Cookies are there.
Yeah, and if you go to Hillary's Cookies, their website, you can see all their different places. And I brought in some scones that they make. And the reason why they started doing scones was because they were going to a lot of farmers markets, and she realized that people didn't like to buy cookies early. They would rather have something more like scones and muffins
sure.
and stuff. So mm-hmm. they started doing that. You know, talk about really knowing your customer base and you know playing to it, and so they started making these scones, which are big
yeah,
seller.
I like a scone with my tea.
Yeah, and they have a pumpkin spice one. Of course, now it's September. Pumpkin spice is coming out with everything. I haven't had my first pumpkin spice coffee yet, but
yeah, I'm the guy who does not like pumpkin flavor.
I don't think it's really pumpkin flavor. I like it, but I don't understand why they would say pumpkin. I don't know. It doesn't taste like pumpkin pie to me.
And you got a wide assortment of cookies and other snacks here, don't you?
Right. Yeah. So we got some chocolate chip cookies in there, and hold on.
You need help? Are you okay? Can I call a cop to assist you?
I like these chairs on wheels. The rainbow jelly cookies that I got are the big, thick ones with the filling on top.
Mm-hmm.
And those are great. So I brought a couple of those. And
Thank you. There's
some muffins and scones in there, too.
Wow.
And they also wanted to mention that the Lincoln Square Apple Fest is coming up, and that's a big one. Lincoln Square, the store is located just north of Lincoln Square. Lincoln Square has some great little festivals right there where you turn. This week, actually, they're having the German American Fest.
It's a nice neighborhood.
It's a very nice neighborhood. Their festivals are very well run, and they're a lot of fun, so you can go do that. And they also do brownie bites. And there's one, they have a chocolate ganache brownie bite, which is really good too. And I think I brought some oatmeal. They have oatmeal bites, which are actually, you know, since I, you know, might as well mention, gluten-free. I mean, not that they went out of their way to do it, but technically it's all oats, so it's gluten-free.
All this at Hillary's Cookies, is it a big place?
No, it's actually very small, and you can order stuff and pick it up there. It's a small storefront, and as the season ends of the, what do you call them, farmers markets, they have their own little sort of mini farmers market at their storefront. So right now it's just a big kitchen, and they just do pickups there and stuff. But as the weather turns, they will invite some of the people from the farmers market and have a little pop-up farmers market at their storefront. So Hillary's Cookies, if you just look it up, Google it and find their website and keep track of them, you can actually see some of the people you see at the farmers markets at Hillary's as
cool.
You go into the fall.
4917 North Lincoln Avenue. Yep. Very, very appetizing. News on the hour coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Here's some restaurant news first, and we should mention it's Taste of Chicago time this weekend, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday through Sunday, Grant Park, Jackson, and Columbus.
Yeah, you know, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, everybody did, I think. It's different this year.
Yeah, it's in September instead of July because of the NASCAR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's in a bit of a different location.
Yeah.
What's on your restaurant news agenda?
Well, I asked Joe what he's doing. Control Room Joe is going to the World Dumpling Fest.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, coming. It's a grassy area near Logan Square Monument at 3510 West Logan Boulevard, noon to 7 tomorrow. And it's they define dumplings a little loosely to get some people in there, but it's back after a 4-year hiatus. They shut down in the pandemic, and so it's good to see them coming back.
3150 West Logan, right at the monument there, noon to 7 Saturday. Yep. I love dumplings, pot stickers.
Yeah,
that's my kind of food.
Pierogies.
Every ethnicity has their own.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lieutenant. Appreciate the treats. The unhealthy treats. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.